The 13 tables that we said, where were they in the temple? There were 8 in the place of the slaughtering place. If you go back to the picture that we're looking at in the last Mishnah where it says slaughter area, there were 8 tables over there in that area. If you can hold that. So there are 8 tables in that area over there. And shalayim medichin es ha-karavan. That's where they would rinse out the innards of the animal. Right? It had to be rinsed out before it could be put on the altar, so put it there. Now there's a debate amongst the Rishonim as to exactly what they rinse there, because there's another mission in Midos that says that there was a chamber where they used to rinse it. So Rambam says they used to take it to the chamber, rinse out all the like heavy muck, and then bring it here for the second rinsing. That's according to the Rambam, but other Rishonim disagree. So those 8 tables that were over there, that's what they would use them for. Ushnam b'marav hakevish. Then there were 2 tables that were on the north of the altar. Sorry, and just come back. These 8 here were made of marble, right? Why marble? Because generally silver and gold was used in the temple. Because they were putting the meat onto the tables, they didn't want the meat to spoil. Marble's a cooling substance. It would cool the meat down. And even though we have a principle that there were 10 miracles that happened in the temple, one of the miracles was that meat never went off. Nevertheless, we never rely on miracles. We always do our best, and then we leave the rest up to Hashem, okay? Then to the north of the ramp there, we see the ramp and the altar, Shnayim b'marav hakevish. They would put 2 tables over there. Echad shel shash ve'echad shel kesef. One of marble and one of silver. Al shel shash, on the marble one, hayu noisnin es ha'evarim, the limbs of the animal that were going to be offered up on the altar were put on the marble table, again to cool them down. Al shel kesef klei sharas, and on the silver table, they would put all the utensils that were used in the temple that day. So they would bring them all out in the morning, put them all on that silver table, and then use them as the day went by. Ushnaim bu'ulam, then in the ulam, where it says antechamber, ulam over there, there were 2 in there. Mibifnim al pesach habayis, and they were inside where it says antechamber. Echad shel shash ve'echad shel zav, one of marble, one of gold. Al shel shash nosnin lechem apanim b'chnisasoi. On the marble table, they would put the lechem apanim when they were coming in. The lechem apanim, the showbreads, were baked every Friday, and then they were put on this table. Again, a dispute if they were put on the table straight away, or only momentarily as they were passing in, and again marble to cool things down, to keep things fresh. So on the way in was marble. V'al shel zayev b'tziaso, and then on the way out, when they came out, the lechem apanim that had been there for the week went onto the gold table. And why gold? Shemalin b'kodesh b'lo meridin. We never come down in holy matters. And they were on a gold table inside, as we're about to see. So once they were on a gold table inside, on the shulchan, the actual shulchan, they couldn't come out to anything less than gold. So ve'echad shel zav mibifnim. The gold table was inside. Shalav lechem apanim tamid. There were always lechem apanim on that. There had to be lechem apanim on the shulchan all the time. So the minute they took them off, they put the new ones in. So they took them off, they put them on the gold table in the antechamber, and they would replace them immediately with the new lechem apanim, the new showbreads that were on the marble table. So from the marble table onto the shulchan, the golden shulchan, and onto the golden shulchan, back out onto the other golden table, and when they were finished, then they would take them away and divide them up amongst the Kohanim who would eat them.